Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Colbún's Earnings Results Conference Call. My name is Jasmine, and I will be your operator for today's call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If at any time you require operator assistance, please press star zero, and the operator will be happy to assist you. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host for today, Mr. Christian Morales, CFO of the company. Please proceed.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Colbún's 2013 second quarter conference call. My name is Christian Morales, and I'm the CFO of the company, and joining me today is our Head of Investor Relations, Macarena Poe. Hopefully, you have received our second quarter press release via email, or you have downloaded it from our webpage. Before we begin with the detailed analysis of this quarter's results, I would like to highlight some relevant facts of the quarter. Regarding hydrology, as you probably know, since 2010, we have experienced three consecutive extremely dry years. The new hydrological year began in April of this year, and although we still have one more month of winter to go, up until today, the conditions have remained very dry. I would like to point out that in the more southern area of Chile, near Puerto Montt, where we have our Canutillar power plant, rainfalls have reached normalized levels, even better than average. But throughout most part of the central grid, including the Maule region, where we have our Colbún hydro complex, rainfalls have been very much lower as compared to an average year. Regarding our Santa Maria coal fire power plant, it has continued operating on a steady basis with just a few stoppages during the second quarter. During the first half of this year, this power plant has generated practically 1.4 terawatt hour and has been a relevant contribution to our commercial balance. Another factor that provided stability to our results is the generation with natural gas. Remember that we have had secured natural gas supply for the short and medium term. With ENAP, we had a short-term agreement for the January to May period of this 2013 year. And with Metrogas, we have reached a medium-term agreement for the January to April period of year 2013, 14, and 15, which also considers option of supply for another period of those years. Both of these new agreements consider gas supply for one combined cycle unit of our Nehuenco complex. Regarding the Nehuenco 2 breakdown occurred in March, the repair works continued throughout the second quarter, and the power plant entered again operations on July 24th. It's important to say that Colbún has insurance for all of its power plants, which covers both physical damage as well as loss of profit, with standard deductibles. The adjustment process for the Nehuenco 2 breakdown is still underway. Finally, during this second quarter, after a favorable ruling for Colbún in an arbitration process, we registered a one-time profit of $64 million, arising from an insurance compensation. This settlement was regarding the business interruption loss caused by a fire at our Nehuenco 1 power plant back in December 2007. Now I will turn to Macarena for the more detailed analysis of the second quarter results. After that review, I will talk more about our investment projects and expectations for the upcoming month.
Thank you, Christian. In terms of our EBITDA, we reached $130 million, higher than the $89 million of the first quarter of this year, and much higher than the $26 million of the second quarter of 2012. This EBITDA level can be explained by the drivers listed on pages 3 and 4 of our press release, which I will now explain. I will first talk about our generation mix and commitment level. During the second quarter, we had a higher hydro output of 141 gigawatt hour, a 13% increase as compared to last quarter. Although the quarter registered weak rainfalls as compared to average hydrological conditions throughout most part of the central grid, our higher hydro output is explained by the higher dispatch of our hydropower plants, particularly those connected to the Colbún reservoir. This is explained and due to the central dispatcher's operational program for the entire system. We had a thermal coal output which totaled 646 gigawatt hour, slightly lower by 85 gigawatt hour when compared to previous quarter. This is explained by a lower availability of the Santa Maria coal power plant during the quarter, although still with a high load factor of over 80%. Regarding natural gas, we generated 713 gigawatt hour, which is fuel, during the quarter, as compared to 1,243 gigawatt hour in the first quarter of the year. This lower natural gas output is explained by the tenure of the two supply contracts that Cristian already mentioned. It is relevant to mention that these supply agreements incorporated flexibility clauses that allowed us, with Nehuenco 2 out of service, to use the fuel in other power plants. Our sales volume to contracted clients increased, higher in 647 gigawatt hour the second quarter as compared to the first. Regarding our commitment level, remember that in March, a new power purchase agreement with Codelco entered into force, which stipulates a maximum demand of 2.5 terawatt hour per year. It is important to emphasize that the sales price of this new contract considers the current market conditions and Colbún's cost structure. Also, during the second quarter, we agreed to an additional supply volume with the same client for approximately 80 gigawatt hour a month, this until December 2014. This additional supply has no risk for Colbún since costs are transferred to Codelco. A second driver in our results is our spot market balance. On average, during the second quarter, the system presented higher marginal costs as compared to the first quarter of this year due to the weak rainfalls and hydro output throughout the system and to the unavailability of various competitive thermal power plants of different generators. As a reference, the marginal cost of the system measured in Azogahuel averaged $214 per megawatt hour during the second quarter versus $143 per megawatt hour in the previous quarter. This led to a higher dispatch of our open cycle diesel power plant, higher in 221 gigawatt hour. Given our commitment level, during the quarter, we had a net buyer position in the spot market for a total of 462 gigawatt hour. But it is important to mention that these higher spot market purchases were partially compensated by the current commercial conditions stipulated in some of our PPAs. Regarding fuel costs, this quarter we had a higher average cost of thermal generation, mainly explained by a higher diesel generation, which replaced part of the natural gas output. Then regarding our average monomic sales price to contracted clients, the main variation is given by the higher sales price to free customers. This is explained by the already mentioned new long-term contract with Codelco and the current indexation formulas applicable to that contract, and also by the commercial conditions of the additional supply agreed with Codelco that I mentioned before. Finally, the last relevant driver to our second quarter EBITDA is the $64 million one-time profit from the insurance compensation that Cristian already talked about in the beginning of the call. On the non-operating side, we posted a loss of $11 million as compared to a loss of $30 million during the previous quarter. During this quarter, we posted a non-recurring loss of $9 million in the other non-operational income expenses line. This loss is derived from an asset impairment caused by a breakdown in our thermal open cycle Luxpeak power plant, occurred on April 21st. Regarding this power plant, its repair works concluded on July 25th, and thereafter, the power plant operated reaching maximum capacity. However, it later presented a new breakdown, which is still under analysis, but is covered by GE guarantee. And as Cristian already mentioned, Colbún has insurance for all of its power plants, which covers both physical damage as well as loss of profit, with standard deductibles. The adjustment processes for both the Spinos as well as the Nehuenco 2 breakdowns are still underway. The exchange rate differences item registers a $7.1 million profit due to the 7.4 Chilean peso U.S. dollar exchange rate depreciation during the quarter, applied to a balance sheet that has an excess of liabilities over assets denominated in local currency. The income tax item registers an expense of $38 million. This expense is explained by the profit posted before taxes and to the negative effect of the Chilean peso U.S. dollar exchange rate depreciation over the taxable fixed asset, which is carried out in Chilean pesos. In summary, an EBITDA of $130 million, a depreciation of $39 million, the non-operating loss of $11 million, and the 38 $46 million income tax expense resulted in a second quarter net profit of $42 million, as compared to previous quarter's net profit of $24 million. Cash flow analysis highlights a net inflow of $135 million from operating activities during the second quarter of the year. This is mainly explained by EBITDA, which includes the payment of the insurance compensation already mentioned. Cash flow used by financing activities was a net outflow of $54 million during the second quarter, mainly explained by the amortization of a local bond and dividend payments. Cash flow used in investing activities was a net outflow of $93 million, mainly explained by CapEx for our projects under construction, mainly the Angostura project, and to a lesser extent, to payments made regarding the repair works in Nehuenco 2 and Los Pinos power plants. In summary, the quarter had a negative cash flow with financial investments reaching $223 million. Net debt decreased by $78 million during the second quarter, reaching $1,398 million.
Okay, so thank you, Macarena. And now that we have gone through the main drivers of our second quarter results, I would like to give you an update of the status of our projects and other matters. Our next project to come on stream is the Angostura Hydro project of 316 megawatt hours. This project continues progressing in its final stages and in the compliance of the commitment with the community. The filling of the reservoir is expected during September to then put the power plant into service towards the end of the year. Once the project is completed, it will be the largest hydro plant built in Chile in the last decade. Regarding our San Pedro hydro project of 150 megawatts, there is no relevant update to what was informed the previous quarter. The analysis of the results of the prospection and land studies campaign are still underway, together with a panel of experts. Finally, a few comments on expectations for the upcoming periods. Our results in the next month will be very much driven by, on one hand, hydro conditions. And as I said in the beginning of the call, although the winter and rain season have not yet concluded, until today we have had very weak rainfalls in most parts of the system. According to this, we expect a much reduced hydro output for the third quarter. Furthermore, hydro outputs for the last month of the year will be driven by the melting conditions, according to seasonality. Although the Central Dispatch Center has still not published its melting condition forecast, we're also expecting a weak hydro output for the fourth quarter, given the hydro conditions up until today. On the other hand, our results will also be driven by the operation of our Santa Maria 1 coal unit, which is expected to go into a program scheduled maintenance during October. The availability of our combined cycles and backup thermal units and further natural gas supplies we will secure. On a more long-term view, our results will be determined mainly by the commissioning of the Angostura power plant towards the end of this year, and by the complete rebalancing of our power purchase agreement, or PPA portfolio, with our efficient power facilities. With this, we are now open to questions that you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. If your question has been answered or you would like to withdraw your question, simply press star 2. Please press star 1 to begin. And your first question comes from Fernandez from Scotia Bank. Please proceed.
Hi, good afternoon and congratulations on the results. I wanted to ask two questions. The first one related to the filling of the Angostura Reservoir. I wanted to know if, given the dry hydrology that is forecasted, if we should say that whether Angostura would be able to produce on its potential during 2014 or not. And the second question, and it's related to the ecological contract. I know that it's not public, but I was wondering if you could give us an idea whether the clauses on the contract tie in the megawatt price to the spot market are temporary or not, and up to when. Thank you.
Okay, Thank you, Ezequiel. Regarding your first question, the filling up of the Angostura Reservoir, we will start that process in the first week of September. Given the water flows that we are observing today in the river, that process should last about 3 weeks. So by the end of September, we will have the reservoir completely full. So, and then to start generating the Biobío River has a, I think, a normal water levels or flows. As for the Codelco contract, as you know, and we have repeated, unfortunately, we are subject to a confidentiality agreement, so we cannot go into much detail of that. You can, if you do the numbers, you can somewhat derive information from public sources. That's all the most we can do.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star 1 to begin. And there are no questions at this time, Ms. Morales.
Okay, so thank you, all of you, for attending this conference call. And as always, Macarena and myself are open to receive questions that you have during the quarter. And hopefully we'll see or hear from you on the next conference call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect. You all have a great day.